Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 we are back for another installment with No Filter Radio with Batter Up Cam and Gina. I am Jaquise J. I am known as Gina, and I have my baby love, my sister, Pam, Nico Nicole on the line. Nico Nicole, please speak to me.
Yay. I'm just so excited to talk about our topic tonight. Like, it's something that I've always wanted to talk about. Like, I'm just so excited to talk about this. Like, seriously.
We keep it funky. We make it fun. But this is going to be a very fun topic.
It really needs to be addressed. Like, seriously, we gotta get down to the bottom of it because a bitch like me is still confused. I'm perplexed at what I have been seeing. So maybe if one of our listeners can fill us in, because me and Gina, we're confused. We don't understand. this is an epidemic that's going on right now. You know we
so
can
look,
see y'all, right?
Did you see the name? Did you see what I titled the show?
That's what I'm saying. We can see you. Like, you know that.
You know that, right? We can see you. You know that, right? Like, you know people are looking at you, and then you want your views to, you want a million views on a battle, but would you really want to be looking like ruffle up against the shit on camera for a million fucking people?
Oh, and this is so...
We are talking about image, everybody. The importance of image for anybody that is some way or some sort in the light. So that means whether you're the battle rapper, you're the league owner, if you know you're going to bring your happy ass on stage and be right in the fucking middle.
Here's the thing, though. You know, wait, before we even get into that, we gotta go over, you know how we always go over the battles we've seen during the week, or any battles that we've been watching. So, you know, we got to do that first.
I'm with it.
Okay. So, for me, I watched Dot vs. Young X.
Okay.
I love Dot. I love the homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to feel about that battle. I feel like Dot is better off in smaller rooms. I don't feel like he translates that very well when it's a big crowd. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I just don't feel like he translates better. He doesn't translate very well when it's a large crowd.
I think when it's a larger crowd, I think he does well with a larger crowd. Because he's so entertaining.
Whether it be one or 1,000 people, either way he's going to be entertaining, regardless. That I will say. I just don't know if he is, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. I don't know. I'm confused.
I think he translates a little better for me on a larger scale. That's because people not really listening for, even though Young X definitely has some quite a few reasons his goddamn self.
Lord have mercy.
The battle was, you know, it was fun. It was a nice little.
It was cool.
I'll give him that.
Would have been better on the trap, but you know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no hater.
Yeah, you're not throwing no shade, hater. No shots, man.
No shade, but I ain't no hater, man. And then you watched Prezi and Gwitty, too.
Yes, I did. I watched it when it dropped. Now, I was there for this battle. I was there. I was in the building. I was, like, really tired. This was Double Impact weekend, so it was Double Impact. And then following that, it was the goddamn We Go Hard thing or whatever. I was so sick. Mm-hmm. But I still stayed. And I was upset in the building because I – that was my first legal heart event. The gas in the building is something else.
It's real. Like, did you smell like gas when you left?
Yeah, the gas is real. No, the gas is like full throttle.
Yeah, it's real. It's hard for me. First of all, I watched it. I didn't like it that much. Only because that wasn't the Prezi that I was expecting. I'm not saying he did bad. I'm not saying it was trash. I was just a little disappointed because I was expecting, like, the Prezi against Fetty or something like that. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting that. So I was a little let down. And then it's, like, hard for me to, like, pay attention because, like, before the ball even gets out their mouth, it's, ow! And I'm like, I didn't even hear it.
Ow! That is so annoying.
I didn't even get to hear it yet. Like, it'd be so, and, you know, they man voices all deep and shit and loud. So, like, I didn't even get to hear it. Exactly. And I'm like, wait, I didn't even get to, like, hear what he said. Like, I'm going to be having, when I watch it, I be having to rewind it because I'm like, wait, or fast forward so I can hear what they're about to say because I'm like, I didn't even get a chance to catch the ball. Like, they be setting it up, and as they're setting it up, oh, like, okay, hold up. This is just a setup. Like, what the fuck, dude? Unless y'all know what he's about to say, can y'all shut the hell up? Like, damn, like, the gas free OD, it is, oh, my God, it's, ugh, the gas is ridiculous. But, yeah, I just didn't like the battle. I don't know who won. I don't know who won.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to Prezi, but it wasn't like the, like, oh, like, hoorah, complete body thing.
Yeah, it wasn't I don't know, honey.
It wasn't that. He just happened to edge him or whatever, and that's just how it goes.
Because do Kate niggas lose when their whole squad is there? Like, so who's to really say? Like,
it's not likely. It's not likely. So
some niggas don't lose when their squad is in town. So I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to really call it. Like, not saying, and that's not taking away from them or taking away from their talent, because I do feel like every last one of them is talented. I really do. And I don't agree with them sounding alike. I feel like they're all different and they're all unique in their own separate ways. So I definitely disagree when people say that they sound alike. I don't agree. But I feel like when they perform, when, you know, they're around, it's hard for you to really, like, listen. And, you know, the yelling and the gas, it's like, damn, I can't even fucking concentrate. Like, it's too off for me. I'm sorry.
It probably wouldn't be as bad or seem as that if they just weren't so rambunctious. They were like, just chill. Like, even if the bar is high, like, allow everybody to react. Most likely they already heard they niggas shit anyway. They don't give us a chance.
Which is why,
they don't give us a chance to react.
Can I get a minute? Can I get a second? I just want to hear. But once again, I was just disappointed because I was expecting something different from Prezi.
That was the last battle of that night.
I felt like Witty did what he was supposed to. You know, I felt like Witty. But I was expecting more from Prezi. And then what's crazy is I'm watching it. I am saying Nico, and it did not register to me that there's a Nico hard by rap. I guess his name is Nico as well. And he goes, Nico at Love Day backing out. I'm like, what the fuck? I ain't even go nowhere. But then it took me, I'm so retarded, it took me like a minute to be like, oh, wait, no, he's not talking about me. He's talking about somebody. Because I'm about to say, like, damn, Prezi, you really know
what he's
talking about.
What's his name?
Like, for real?
What's his name?
Either you're going to start calling me some of this money you're getting or put my names in these motherfuckers or something, because we're going to have to work it out. Because I just heard Nico, and I'm like, Lord, here the fuck is going Lord, here the fuck is going
I
didn't
catch that
right
in the building, because I would have probably, you know, I would have said something.
I know. I watched it, and I'm like, I'm listening.
I'm just
listening, waiting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening, waiting. I'm listening, waiting, editing. Meek, oh, fuck. Come on, son.
You was waiting for my reaction.
Because
you would have heard me loud and clear, but I must have not caught it. I couldn't have caught it.
I heard him say, and he's silent, witty, so I'm like, what you talking? You think I ain't fuck with him? Come the fuck on. Can I get a break? Can I get a breather?
Listen. Because you and Angel versus Fetty was cool. Let me break something down for you. If you ever fuck with a nigga that. Look, Woody is a nice character, okay? Nice guy. But my nigga, listen.
No.
He didn't battle. No. Listen, he did not battle until like 11:30 at night. Bro, where are you hooping at? What court is open for
stop
a game
it
of 21?
Yo. Stop, yo.
What court is available for a game of 21 after the battle?
Let me play devil's advocate real fast, real quick. They don't have to really quickly. I'm not condoning the, you know what I'm saying, I'm not condoning the basketball shorts, you know what I'm saying, I ain't condoning it, but there is a very good chance he could have just came from playing ball, or, you know, OG back in the day, they used to wear their basketball shorts, you know what I mean, so.
Why would he come from a game to an event? That's dirty.
Because he bought it. He's going to get it regardless. He's like, fuck it, I got a battle right after.
Oh,
this.
Ball is
why
life.
Why you say ball?
Ball is life.
Before
that
you let a battle,
life,
I don't
ball
know.
Is life. No.
Exactly.
No excuse.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to break down. Okay, and somehow I feel like I'm picking on, because the topic really is image today, how important it is for people. I'm not stepping out nowhere. I know a camera going to come grace me, and people, I'm not saying we much of shit, even though we out of shit, but we not much of shit. I'm not going to go out looking crazy. I'm going to make sure I'm looking from head to toe, I'm good. It's not happening. So with that being said, it's important for you to have your whole, and you don't have to be fancy. I'm not a label, tag type of girl. It's not necessary. You legit can have a white T-shirt on, a clean one, out of a Hanes pack from Walmart, for like, as long as it's fitted correctly. And you have on a nice pair of jeans, and it don't got to be no fucking fancy-ass jeans. I'm not that girl. You don't have to have on no goddamn fancy-ass shoes. I don't need no $600 shoes either. My G, you can legit wear some Chuck Taylors for all this stuff. As long as they are clean. Okay? Simple works sometimes.
True.
So for all the people that feel like if they not being name brand popping tag-ass niggas, then they don't feel fresh, then you just lame. Anyway, but listen, image is important.
Lord.
From head to toe, that's money. That's how you market yourself. You are your brand. You are your brand. Like you are your walking brand. You gonna walk around looking busted, my nigga. I'm not gonna want you around nowhere because that ain't gonna bring other niggas that's gonna want to spend money because you don't look like you got nothing. So, and I'm not saying look like you have like, because don't flex. You know what I'm saying? Live within your means. Don't try and go crazy and skip rent just to get fresh for a battle rap event, because I know some niggas that will try it.
You know what that? You got to skip rent to look like somebody's mom, somebody love you. Skip rent. No, please.
Don't listen to Nico. We don't want you on the street with your fresh ass.
No.
We don't
want you
on the couch with your fresh ass. No.
Tired ass. Be on the street.
That's
the truth. Don't look at your tired ass.
Now, what are you just the example? Because this is what really just really... It was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me when this battle dropped. And I remember being really thrown off by it in the battle when I was there. Like, what the
Lord.
Fuck is going on? From head to toe,
now,
first of all, the hat. We all
Prezi
know Prezi
looks
his
good.
Too big. Prezi looks
Prezi's
like
no, because when you Vampire in Brooklyn. I know you're not supposed to read YouTube, but I don't read YouTube comments. Because when I read YouTube comments, I instantly, these are niggas from Switzerland talking shit. So I don't, and these are niggas you never gonna see in real life.
Looks
so I
like Vampire in Brooklyn.
No, that's bullshit. I do not read the YouTube comments, period. I don't read YouTube comments. Now, because Prezi
looks like Vampire in Brooklyn, and his little brother that was there that matched him, he just was wearing white and pink. Prezi was wearing all
thought,
black, but they had the same jacket.
I'm going to be honest. I thought that they looked, I love the outfit. I like the jacket. I like the all black. I like the all black.
One was the
Grim
Reaper, and the other one was
like
Michael the Arch.
I like the Grim Reaper effect, okay? I thought it was, I thought it was, I liked it. His outfit was, but I've never seen his I've never seen him come to an event or have a battle and look like shit. Like, I've never seen him look like shit.
I will
shit.
Say
like,
he did not look dirty. He didn't look presentable. It just wasn't my style. He looked like a Grim Reaper.
Man, that's a broken guy. Your niggas dress. We, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying? That's how we dress. No, I thought that what he had on was I thought it was, you know, well thought out. I thought it looked fine. What he had on was
okay.
Fine.
No.
That's my opinion, though. I thought what he had on was fine.
Yeah, that, now, that is a matter of preference, but he didn't look witty.
However, this is
a general consensus. This is across the board. Nobody can argue this. Nobody. My man looks beat the fuck up. No, you can't. Gwitty looks beat the hell up.
That's not true. Okay. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me just play devil's advocate once again.
No.
Now, let me finish. I have seen worse. I have. Believe it or not, I have seen. I'm from Brooklyn. I've seen worse.
Mm-hmm.
But to him, that might be fashion. At the beginning of the battle, you saw the orange basketball shorts and the belt. And, you know, the whole thing. And then towards the end, you know, we ain't see it no more. So it wasn't too bad. I just feel like if he had pulled up his pants and just stayed the way he was throughout the end of the battle, it would have been fine. But in the beginning, I seen the bright orange basketball shorts. And I seen, like, you know, the belt. And, you know, and I kind of hate when they just have to advertise they got on a belt or a Gucci belt. Like, I kind of hate that. I feel like that's so tacky.
Because it's fake.
You got on a belt, a fancy belt. You don't have to do all that extra shit for us to see it. We gonna see it regardless if you want to. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't gotta like put
somebody
your whole
said,
outfit
stop
in
defending,
your pants.
Look, somebody said stop defending dirt ball fuckery. Now let me do that.
I don't agree
with the outfit.
I don't.
You're being very nice. No, listen. No, listen. Okay.
That's my nigga.
Listen, Linda. No. That belt was not meant for him. That was straight out of a bodega. Ain't that what y'all call y'all little corner stores in New York?
No, we don't. We call them the corner store, period.
All right, then that's where he got it from, where they sell fucking Lime-A-Ritas and fucking Buzz Balls about a goddamn baby.
Oh, my God.
That's where he got that belt from. That's first, because it wasn't even fitted right. Secondly,
Jesus.
My nigga, did you see? He had on them damn, what was it? High top, mid top, forest green, suede ass Air Forces.
With the audacity
to have these jeans. They didn't look like nothing but Wrangler jeans. Shout out to my nigga that's in on bias, you know, had his cup Wrangler jeans, husky ass. But anyway, he looked like he had on Wrangler jeans with a Farrah, and I'm putting air quotes around this, Ferragamo belt. And the fucking forces with them bright ass shorts, that medium fucking thermal that cut right above his ass. Weird shit. And then he had the audacity on that big ass hat again. Like, get the fuck. Let me not forget this damn chain that kept hitting his microphone that I know he bought that
you
off the Tom off the block.
No, you don't. Don't come for my nigga chain. My nigga chain is real. 9,000 watts. His shit is real. 9,000 watts. Don't play. Look, y'all got a Claire's for icing out there, you know, like that accessory store, but like
$5 for $20. So
don't play my nigga chain. You got 9,000 watts on this shit.
Wildin'. Okay.
Honestly,
that shit was stainless steel and rhinestone. Stop playing with me.
Honestly, okay. So we're just gonna get okay. This image in general, I feel like, because for women, but let's say for female battle rappers, and this is very true, because you know a majority of y'all look like boogaloos, right? The female ones, that is. You gotta be, no, it's true, I don't give a fuck. You have to be big boobs, fat ass, no waist, you know what I'm saying, pretty in the face, but niggas really want to fuck with you and listen to your shit, dead ass. Image is everything when you're a female. You gotta pull it together, suck it in, and do some, you know what I'm saying, put on a little tight. That's why I would make a bomb-ass female battle. I would make a bomb-ass battle rapper, but I slap the shit out of a bitch because I don't have the tolerance. But the same standards that men hold females to is the same standard they should hold themselves to. You got a battle coming up. Take a shower. Brush your teeth. Get a nice, you know, if you wear fitted, get a nice fitted cap, nice pants and shirt and sneakers. Be presentable because it's all about marketing yourself. That's really what it's all about. You want to market yourself. That's pretty much how I see it. Even if
you should
just
want
wear a white
people
t-shirt,
to be looking at you. You want eyes.
You should want the
you
bitches.
Don't want
you
for the wrong reason. You don't.
You should
want
bitches
to
want to fuck you. Bitches should want to look at you and want to fuck you from what you're wearing. Period. I should want to look at you and be like, oh, you know what? I might want to get this nigga some Cutty Cat because that's a fucking fly ass outfit. You know what I'm saying? That's and we might not.
Well, that's not enough for me.
But that's
besides that.
That's shit.
You're
not
selling to the girls. You have to sell yourself. You are your biggest brand. You are your most important brand. So marketing yourself, appearances, everything. Again, you do not have to go all out and be this fancy, smancy, name tag ass. I'm not requesting that because nobody. Half of these battle rappers ain't making enough money to pay their goddamn cell phone bill. However, JCPenney, my G, got sales on Levi's every fucking week, and I do mean every week. So when you get your contract in 2 weeks and you stumble upon some money, go grab some $40 Levi's, no, and put them bitches to the side. Don't be thirsty to wear them and wear them down like Lee Hustle did his fucking flu game, and them bitches turned over like a fat nigga set on them.
The basketball shirts really did do it for me, though. Like, I'm not even going to hold you if it's the basketball shirt is really what's like. It's really what's
because you know what
me.
It was. You know what it was. If he could have worn them, and I would have been fine. We shouldn't have seen the amount of fabrics that we seen with these shit.
Yo,
it was like we seen basically the whole damn short. We seen almost all. We seen the top and damn near the bottom because that nigga had on that medium ass thermal with them quilted ass sleeves. And then that motherfucker's pants was down to his goddamn middle thigh flat kneecap. Like, nigga,
honestly,
wear your size.
Short.
He could have wore all that in his size, and he would have been fine. He wore the correct size
clothing. It's
the
shorts. The shorts is what's good. Honestly, it's the shorts is what's good. Do you think that, okay, besides, because when the show started, you said, you know, battle rappers and league owners and the people that be on camera. I don't feel like the league owners need to look good. I really don't.
You a lie. You are a lie. They are.
I don't.
The league owners are promoting their brand. If Smack was looking like a bum, my nigga, you said the league owners. If Smack stood there and looked.
My nigga, that's Smack. Smack
what?
Is on. No. It's different. It is different because I know league owners who don't be on camera. Listen, I know league owners who do not be on the camera, though. Like, if you not.
And I can bet
you,
I can bet my bottom dollar they still look clean, my nigga.
Well,
yes. Somebody said league owners have to market themselves as well. League owners have to look presentable. Woody was not presentable. When Daisy Zone wore them damn dumbass boots, that was not presentable. When no shade. Look, I want everybody to know I really like these battle rappers. You know what I'm saying? But this is. Let me talk to these niggas. He finally adjusted a little bit. He definitely can still go. You know what I'm saying? A lot further, but he definitely come a long way. YK, Young Cannon. Listen,
okay.
It matters. You cannot walk around. They will ride your fucking neck. And that you give people endless amount of talk, endless amount of shit to say to you when you dusty, when you dirty. My nigga Mo Moolah made a post. Look, it was funny because when I first watched the battle, I was looking at it in disbelief at these shorts. And I'm like, this is not acceptable. This is never acceptable. Never. I don't care what the hell going on. I should not see your kids.
No,
no Mula made a
post.
And he said that he had on the same. He said, I'm telling you, Mula said he had it on in like 6 battles. I need to pull the poster because I don't want to quote Mula wrong. But he definitely said that he had this on in more than just that battle, yo. Like,
I've seen Woody battle before. That ain't true. Come up with my nigga head, okay? He made the mistake of wearing his shorts. Honestly, it was a lot of don'ts going on in that outfit. So I ain't gonna even hold you. It was a lot of don'ts.
Gwitty, let's play Sweat of God. I'm quoting this man. Sweat of God against Cindy Hope, you ain't wear ball shorts under your jeans. Sweat of God.
I'm about to Google that.
Against Chess, you ain't wear ball shorts under your jeans. Sweat of God against Jerry West, you ain't wear ball shorts under your jeans. This is 6 motherfuckers I'm naming. Sweat of God against Dougie, you ain't wear ball shorts under your jeans. I blocked Dougie, by the way. He's insensitive. Block, wear ball shorts under your jeans. Sweat of God, who we say, Cole? I can't see that. Wear ball shorts. Sweat of God versus Prezi. And then he said, Gwitty's going to battle Fettuccine. Fettuccine 20. If he wears them again, this is a red flag, Gwitty. This is a PSA. Hello, we reaching out. We care about what
First
you are
First of all,
like.
Gwitty ain't
no,
wearing that no motherfuckers against him and Fendi. He just has his. He do this thing where he show his boxes. That's it. He just put his pants so damn low that you see his boxes.
That's my friend.
It to the point where it's almost falling off. Like, his pants is almost falling off.
That means that he's not wearing his clothes the right size. Again, another point. If you're going to wear it, just wear the right size. Like,
I don't mind wearing Wrangler jeans
and shit and Jordache and shit. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, Jordache and Wrangler are fine with me, honey. I mean, I personally don't wear them, but I mean, if that's your thing, do it. You know what I'm saying? Just get the right goddamn size. You're not a 36 Husky. That's not your size. Like, dress accordingly. It took a minute for YK to finally get his little thing. Because YK was,
I just don't understand the point of having the pants sagging so low and then having on a belt. That's the only part that's confusing me.
I hate to see niggas OD sagging, period. Like, a little bit under your ass is kind of sexy,
like,
low, because it makes you walk funny, makes you think you're big. But
I don't want to see your penis unless it's, you know what I'm saying?
Leave it to my imagination.
If I can see it, yeah, leave it to my keynote, guys, if you're listening. Girls like imagine a little imagination. We don't want to see the whole thing. We want to, like, kind of daydream about what it's going to be like. So if I can actually see it right there, it's like, oh, okay, duh. But I just don't understand why you have to have the pants at your knees with a belt on. So what exactly is the belt doing? Is it keeping it at your knees? Or is it like...
In this particular case, I will say, in this particular case, I honestly think he was just trying to show off the designer belt. He was trying to show off the belt. And it was unnecessary because it didn't match with shit he had on. Listen, nothing matched. Lord have mercy. Nothing matched. It was too big. The shorts was despicable. My nigga, he must have played a pickup game before he came. That's the only thing.
The shorts were just despicable. That was the only thing that upset me was the back, and that they were orange. If they were black or maybe like neutral color.
Black are not as bad.
Maybe.
No.
I wouldn't mind if they were like black or gray.
You can't wear a medium shirt either. When you're long and lanky, you can't. It just doesn't work.
I like tall and lanky, too. I get that.
My son's father is tall and lanky. He even has a song like, she loves me tall and lanky. I like them tall and lanky. My other ex was 6'3". Mother little boo 6'4". 6'2".
Hey.
I like them.
No, I'm saying I'm winning. I don't mind
at all. I'm saying I don't mind the tall thing. It's just dress accordingly. You have to dress. You know,
I do.
Then he, how old is Gwitty? This is what I'm saying. He like 20
I don't
at
know.
Least my age. He at least 25. We're going to say a minimum of 25. He's been 25, and I'm pretty sure I think so too, but we just going to hit the bottom right now. He's been that size for at least 10 years, okay? You should know how to dress your body. If you do not know by now, one, his friends are terrible individuals. His friends, change y'all circle, okay? This helps with image. Change y'all circle because y'all friends shouldn't let – friends don't let friends look like bums, okay? Friends don't let friends look like bums. That's what it is. You don't let them look – okay, bums
what if his friends look the same – what if your friends look the same way you do? So you don't know if you look like –
nope. Somebody in the circle got common sense.
Image.
Who's the what have we learned here today, Nico? What have we learned here?
I have learned. I ain't learned shit. Because it wasn't shit for me to learn. I already know. It wasn't nothing for me. Every time when I go to one of these IROP events, I make sure my ass was juicy. So it wasn't nothing for me to learn. Every time.
What will we like for
all
them
about
to take
image.
Away from you? I think we have a caller that wants to talk. He's going to cuss me out because he's been waiting.
She once said he's on the line upset. I don't know why. He said, I'm on the line upset. This fucking Colombian is always upset about fucking something.
Yeah,
like,
seriously? Who
says he's always upset? First of all, you should only be upset if you look like shit. If you don't look like shit, you shouldn't be upset.
See why? Stop being light-skinned with the emotions.
He's not light-skinned. He's Ecuadorian. Or Colombian. I forget.
He's what? He ain't Caucasian, so he's still a person of color, a.k.a. light-skinned. Now, anyway. Let me put that
who's on the line.
Who's
on Dutch?
This Dutch. Dutch, you on live with Pam and Gina, my special man. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Got me waiting.
What's going on? No sleep.
How y'all doing?
Today,
how y'all doing? First of all, how y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Fine. Thank you.
You know.
How are you?
I hear y'all talking about image, man, and I think image is a very important thing, especially in battle rap. It's a culture that's growing, and you can't, if you want to get to the next level, or even like as a brand, you want to attract people to your brand, you got to be at least like Jay was saying, presentable. You know, you can't be out here dusty. That shit's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you get to a certain level and you're trying to attract all demographics. Nobody wants to put money in you or invest money in you if you look like a bum. That's not going to work. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You have to have some type of clean appearance. And I see that.
I want to play devil's advocate because, yes, I do feel like you should be presentable. Absolutely. Am I going to not fuck with you because what if this nigga... I mean, I don't want to use Gwitty as an example. I feel like that's so wrong to use him as, like, the scapegoat. But let's say someone, a battle rapper, has an outfit similar to his on, but he is fire. Like, and I'm talking fucking fire, right? Are you not going to, like, put him on or, like, do a league on? Are you not going to
make him
a part of the roster?
Now,
Scarecrow?
Gwitty has a different status, though, as far as, like, as where he stands in battle rap. He's not just some new nigga that we happen to see battling a nigga on the corner or, like, some small. Gwitty is known. He's known for his own little ad-libs and shit, but he known. And so you have to, again, simplicity works. I'm not saying be over the top, popping tag fresh. Simplicity works. A simple fix for Gwitty would have been throw on a shirt that's not too short, which would have been a white. He could have grabbed that from the damn Walgreens. A white T-shirt or a black one if black is his thing. That fits. And pull his pants up and tighten his belt. And he would have been completely good. Like, he would have been okay. It's simple things. That's a simple fix. He ain't got $5 to then shit. He out bad. You know how many people that are, like, fashion-related in battle rap that you, if you really need clothes, you can reach out and ask for a sponsorship. For people, especially people that are becoming the new faces of battle rap, people want to put them in clothes. So
that means
that they're not taking the opportunity, they're not marketing themselves, they're not reaching out, they're not exploring all options. That you ain't touching all everything. So in Gwynny case, let's remove if a lower tier person that I don't know out of a fucking can of paint. You know what I'm saying? He do, and what? He got on Gwynny's outfit. I mean, I'm going to say something, but I'm not going to press the issue as hard as I'm going to press Gwynny, because Gwynny is his brand. He's Mr. What Else and all that shit. He's all of that.
Like, I said,
that's Gwynny. That's
Gwynny.
No Gwynny by that alone. So that means you are a image.
What?
But
you gonna book him regardless. Niggas is gonna book him regardless. Just
that's
wanna put that out there.
That's a fact.
But
I mean,
to reach a broader demographic, to reach other parties, because right now he seems to be, you know what I'm saying, between Proving Grounds or whatever, and then We Go Hard. Like, that's just that he kind of just bouncing back and forth. He might go here there a little bit, but not too far. He should want to be look better when he's expanding. Like, you
maybe
don't want
he
to because
he looks
when you
grow.
Maybe he probably
think he look good, and there is probably a bitch out there who thinks so too. And at the end of the day, it's all that matters. But hold on, I have somebody that wants to. TY said he wants to join, so I'm gonna put him on because he's annoying the fuck out of me. So TY, oh my god.
God,
already
yo.
The annoyance, son.
TY,
yo,
don't
get on
doing that now.
First of all, I'm not Ecuadorian. I ain't
yes,
that first of all.
Yes,
I'm about to cut
your
ass. No. I'm about to cut your ass. Don't make me do it.
He's not Ecuadorian.
Never. Puerto Rican.
So what are you then?
He's Puerto Rican. That means he's a person of color. Like I said,
he's lying. He's not.
Listen.
What you got to say, TY?
This is my thing, right? Look, personally, I don't give a fuck what niggas is wearing. Like, I don't know if y'all went to the last QG. Did y'all see Joe? That nigga was up there looking like that nigga looked like a 1997 rapist. Right? Straight out the white van with it. But that nigga's fire, so I don't care. Nobody cares. Like, niggas be, yo, like, all right, this is just some urban shit because, like, we feel like we need to look our best all the time and we feel like we need flashy jewelry and all that shit. Like, yo, look at the white people that be on the train.
No,
like,
no. So you obviously wasn't listening. I said simplicity.
I hear you talking about image on battle rap. I hear you, but, like, it shouldn't matter because battle rap is the most purest form of hip-hop. Isn't it what we got to say and not what we got to wear? I think that's what's wrong with battle rap because niggas be in the comments talking about what he's wearing and not about his balls.
While I understand that and I appreciate that sentiment, T.Y., what I'm saying is once you get to a certain, like I said, like if it's like the Joe guy, he's like, you know what I'm saying, he's nice and fire. He's new to me. He's new to me. He might not be new to other people, but he's new to me. So, I mean, I'm not going to have that much of a standard for him to really meet as far as image for me. People like Gwynny or Young Cannon, or JC, even though these people are low or mid-tier people to whatever, they still, for me, they've been in it enough to know they still can look better than what they're presenting themselves because they need to be presentable to other markets. Other people want to see them and hear them. Nobody wants a goddamn homeless. Ain't nobody going, what?
Take this out real quick. What about B-Magic?
What about him?
That is the swaggiest nigga in the world. Did you see what he was wearing in the tour suit? That nigga was wearing sunglasses, a fucking beanie, and some whole other shit. Like,
listen, this is what we're talking about.
But has he not been ever?
It was cold. It was cold that weekend. I was there. It was cold. He needed that damn hat. It was cold. Yeah.
Sunglasses.
But this is what I'm saying, though. This is what we're saying.
Summer and spring at the same time.
This is what we're saying. When you show up, me personally, and even though I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, when I see y'all battle rapping, I need to think to myself, that nigga looks good. If I don't say that to myself or say that nigga looks clean, he looks to me presentable, I don't want to watch you no more. Bye.
But listen.
I'm turning off the channel.
I hear that. And listen, that's from a female's perspective. But there's niggas that think exactly like you. And that's the problem. Why do men think like that? Men be talking about another nigga outfit. Who cares what he's wearing? I understand that you care.
No,
you're a woman.
For me, besides, I don't want to see that as a fan because she's just really a turn off. But aside from that, a business standpoint, image is a part of you are your brand. So you represent yourself. If anything else, if nothing else, I'm not saying you got to be like this name. I'm telling you, because I'm cheap as shit. I'm not ever buying no Ferragamo belt. You're never, ever going to see Jacquees in one. I don't give a fuck how much money I get. I'm not doing it. It's $600. It's not happening. Not out of my pocket. But aside from that, it's just you are your brand. I'm not saying you're the freshest nigga in the room. Just look clean. My nigga, I should not see them fucking.
Let me tell you something.
I shouldn't see them. Who sure was that like that?
If me and you were bad rappers, Gina, we would have to have our titties poked out. Our ass would have to be hanging out, okay?
Uh-huh.
And makeup would have to be done because why? Like, niggas want to see that shit. Like, niggas don't want to see me in, like, some plain-ass T-shirt rapping.
Mm-mm-mm.
I would wear it anyway because I like, you know, I would wear something like that anyway. But if we were if we was rapping, that's what niggas would want to see. Like, titties, ass, all that shit. So it should be the same for y'all. Y'all need to, like, put on a clean T-shirt, a hat without the little, the ground marks underneath the thingy majiggy, like one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
some
man,
some
niggas, niggas is cool with being dusty. Like, what do you want? Like,
no!
Some niggas is a dusty niggas.
Hey, nigga, when you want to die, nigga?
What the fuck is this?
This Ryder, nigga.
Ryder? Ah! Fucking stink, nigga. You got an Arabian mustache. What's wrong with you? You stink.
Oh, man, dog. You don't want to get cooked online right now, B.
You chill out, dog. You chill out right there, dog. You think the interview for that, boy.
Do you agree that you should look presentable when you are a battle rapper and you have an event that you're going to be bad? Do you agree that you should not look like shit?
Listen, this nigga Ryder, the last one to be talking. That nigga be wearing a hat every day. Same one. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. The same fucking Scully, nigga. The black one. Boy, that shit was hot as shit outside. Leave me alone.
Why can you please be quiet?
Not that.
Let him go, my bad.
See what happens? These fucking Mexicans are so rude. I'm sorry, Ryder. Go ahead.
It's important to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? But like T. Rob was saying earlier, though, like, it's more about the bars and what you're saying. That's all we really care about. It's people, like, in the business. Like, and that's the thing. Once battle rap became a business, that shit tagged along with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's about, oh, now you got to look presentable. Now you got to look like this. Niggas, man, look at this.
No, he's yo, that's real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you should have been so presentable. If you about to go fuck some bitch, you're not about to put on
that
green mask. I'm not listening to this shit.
We're not paying y'all technically. So even if y'all say y'all I don't give a fuck what nobody got on because I just want to hear him rap. But the people that's putting you in front of their camera is probably paying you. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, you gotta understand. Contrary
I'm not
to popular
putting
belief,
my damn
niggas
camera
is
on
broke.
Niggas
don't get paid off the top of this shit. No PG gets paid. Niggas ain't getting no chicken like that. I'm telling you, niggas is broke.
Well, have
like,
a real
stop.
No
excuse. And I'm not saying
no
so because
broke.
You're not getting paid like that, you should wear whatever you want.
I had a shot. Niggas don't know how to shop. It's crazy.
Don't you want
it?
That's what I'm saying. You can be
so
there. Like I said earlier, JCPenney.
If I can't get no chicken to get an outfit, I can't rap.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. You don't want to appeal to the female audience. You don't want to appeal to the female audience. You don't want to, like, get our...
I don't care about the female audience. You don't want
to
appeal to money.
I'm just saying. For certain niggas that's bummy, I understand.
You don't want to appeal to money. You don't want to be able to expand your you are your brand. I'm going to keep saying this. You are
I'm
your
saying,
brand.
Personally,
you don't want to
expand
your...
Right.
Don't,
don't justify
no bum nigga. Let me tell you why. Cause they got there somehow. Fuck all that. Okay, I'm not talking about them new little new PG new out the fucking like mud ass niggas. I don't even care about them right now. I'm talking about the niggas mid tier or whatever that's looking still dusty, and I know they at least got 250 to battle you. Can't make me think
see,
they
didn't. We ain't cared about because we PG.
Not sure. I'm not talking about that's
not
me. That's not the point. You it's niggas like you that make niggas think it's okay to get up there with them bright ass infrared fucking shorts on and the
hey,
fucking fake ass damn pants.
If that's how they
that's
feel,
all
them,
you
I,
niggas. That's y'all the reason. It's y'all.
Listen, some females like that.
No,
what female
like
that?
What female? The bitch that sounds like
I don't know which one.
What female is y'all sleeping with?
I don't know which one.
Who y'all sleeping with? No, honestly, wait.
Are you sleeping
who?
What
contrary to popular belief, there are bum ass niggas and there are bum ass bitches too, and bum ass bitches like that shit.
Are you
who
y'all
selling
food stamps? Because ain't no way. I know if I was a battle rapper, if Tina was a battle rapper, every damn event I go to, even if I am not rapping, every event
listen.
I go to, I'm gonna look like a snack.
Yes,
every fucking
different for y'all. Y'all
every
so y'all rainbow
and
look fire.
Every time, I have to look like a snack.
When
I
say
like
listen,
rainbow,
I ain't never
spent $15
in an event looking like I didn't.
And either way, even if I go to rainbow, I like still look like something that needs to be eaten. Either way, it don't matter. It really
So y'all saying outside of battle rap, y'all wouldn't fuck with no Gwitty shorts wearing type niggas.
Yes,
outside of battle rap. Inside of
I hang up on you. What type of
yo, Ryder is my nigga now for life. That's fire.
Listen
that's
here, sir.
I said we're not. Y'all are fucked up. I'm not about to use Twitty as a scapegoat, okay? Because there are other niggas out there.
We can scratch Woody. Let's go back to what year is it? 2013, 2014, Young Cannon. I ain't fucking with 2014 Young Cannon, not ever. Not ever. Like, it's not happening. So sorry.
What if he
no
had mad bread?
What?
If he has mad bread, then he shouldn't look like that.
Why are you looking like a bum?
What?
Look
at white people. They don't dress up like that. White people be dressed
like
dumb
bummies. They also have small, white people also have small dicks and the whole, like, what the fuck? No, I don't date white people for the fact that they don't have big money. I'm not saying look like money because I've been around niggas that got helly bread and they dress simple as shit, my nigga. I don't want to
be
look like
rabbit.
I don't give a fuck. It looks like you can take a shower and you at least ironed your fucking shirt. God damn, that's hard
but
to ask.
Damn, but Gwitty don't look that dirty.
Please.
Jesus Christ.
No one said he did. Oh my God, you see? No one said he did.
I didn't say Gwitty. Hold on.
Y'all ain't even peep game. She said as long as he looked like he took a shower and he ironed his shirt. She ain't say nothing about the basketball shorts, so that's fine.
You gotta iron the basketball shorts.
The basketball shorts are an ixnay, honey. Unless you're doing a pickup game. Y'all playing 21 after the fucking event? I'm confused as to
shit,
why
we might.
That was okay. No,
they got
not,
we
not
go
that,
on basketball
not that
going
event.
On
that event, he got snuffed. There wasn't nobody playing basketball. They was picking him up. It was a difference. Like, that was a way different event that day. Like, way different. That didn't happen. It's not happening. Don't let me see your shorts. I just think it's very just trashy. Fuck it. I don't care. It's trashy. You too old. For me, we are not in fucking middle school. It's not happening, my nigga. Chest don't even wear his pants like that. He the young nigga in the fucking thing. What's the little light skinned boy name with the damn pop pro shit that he like? And he is a teenager. I don't know. I can't think of his name. He don't dress like that. He's a young nigga. Who?
Justin Bates.
Yes, he does. He a young nigga. I shouldn't see your fucking.
No. That nigga wear the same sweater every event.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ. I came with you. For you to say it don't matter. For you to say it don't matter, you pick apart every person's name out of set. You realize.
You and Gwitty Crew.
So that means if you cool with him, y'all not listen. Y'all ain't friends though. Y'all just associates. Real friends don't let other friends
that y'all
do that shit.
Look crazy.
Listen,
Justin,
listen, we ain't females. Gwitty don't hit me up like, yo, what you wearing to the PGs today?
Nico, I don't hit Nico at what I want. I'm wearing. She don't hit me. I was like, if she trusts my judgment, I trust her. I know she ain't gonna come out looking like
sometimes
a ragamuffin.
Sometimes that's you though. Sometimes, sometimes when we're together, we do say, okay, I'm gonna wear this, and you're gonna wear that. But that's together.
Girls do that shit though.
Listen.
Girls do shit like that, and niggas do that shit too. Like,
my nigga, I'm not letting my brother. I'm not letting my brother look crazy. I'm sorry, it's just not happening. So. Y'all got to get better circles.
Listen, man, niggas ain't concerned about
y'all
that.
Like
we ain't
even
shit.
Yes, y'all
ain't concerned about that.
Y'all are
niggas just want to look at y'all.
I just
want
to hear rap. You know, at the event half the time. Like, we just want to hear you rap.
Okay,
y'all care about what you're wearing.
Did y'all watch his battle? Did y'all watch that battle?
What battle?
Lion.
Frizzy versus Gwitty, did you watch it?
Yeah, he looked extra dingy. Very dingy.
He looked, okay, no. Remember you said,
I don't care.
Remember you said, no, listen, you said, that doesn't matter. You just want to get some fire rap. How did you feel about Gwitty Brown?
Cool rap.
How did you feel about Gwitty Brown?
Them shits was dupe. Straight dupey. I didn't like them. I didn't like Frizzy's rounds either, though.
I thought
that battle was bad all around. I didn't like either of their rounds. I didn't like the concept of the battle. It was just weird. It wasn't a good battle for me. It was a weird style.
I agree that it was a strange battle. It was I don't know. It was definitely weird. Wasn't expecting either of them to. I wasn't expecting the basketball shorts. I wasn't expecting for it to go the way it went. So it was a lot of firsts for me.
It was a lot.
There
was no worry
around. It was a lot.
Like,
but aside from that, I wasn't happy about the battle. I thought it was just pretty good.
Nick
about to get an impact.
I wasn't happy with the battle. I wasn't happy there either, but I thought it was because I was half asleep. So when it dropped, I was willing to give it another watch, which I did, but I definitely got YouTube Red, so I just closed the app down and I just listened. Because the shorts was bothering me. I couldn't get past it. And then Prezi was standing over there looking like the Grim Reaper / Jeepers Creepers gonna steal my face.
That
jacket is fire, though. You don't fuck with
that
jacket.
His outfit was fine. He looks fine.
He's too short for such a long fucking coat.
Fine.
Oh my god.
Dutch, either you're gonna have to laugh quietly or you're gonna have to like put yourself on mute when you laugh because
what
literally
did I say?
I'm going to death.
Jay. Jay didn't say nothing, okay?
I thought what Prezi had on looked fine. Personally, I didn't think anything was wrong with it.
I have no
clue. That jacket was longer than him. Hell no.
That nigga had a trench coat.
He what?
He had a designer trench coat.
I don't know, though, I think.
I don't care. Listen,
I
said I don't care about labels or tags or designer shit. I'm cheap. I'm not buying it. So why would
what
I
do y'all want?
Like
niggas
fashion?
Can't wear it. Niggas can't wear shit that's in style. Niggas can't wear shit that used to be
my
in style.
Nigga,
like,
look,
just own the outfit. That's it.
So
just
you
own your outfit,
bro.
That's it.
Listen, this is what we're going to do.
I'm
going
to
make a
page,
right?
The bottom of your cup ass shirt from Kanye West.
I'm going to make a Facebook page for y'all. And we're going to run every time we have an event, I'm going to make every fucking battle rapper inbox you their outfit. Before we go out
they
there looking
dirty.
They
can do that because I'm honest. And I'll be like, nah, my nigga, scratch that. Just go and do something simple. You're doing too much and you look dirty. You look dusty.
All right.
Your hair on you type shit. I ain't going. I'm not.
I'm
okay. Hold on, you guys. We have. We can't put everybody at the same time, so we're gonna be. So there's too much people that want to clearly have something to say about image and style.
That's
so,
basketball shorts.
What you say, Swanee? We are gonna meet you guys for a second. We're gonna take two more callers. So please stay on the line.
Like,
we're gonna unmute.
You can't let like three niggas on the phone at the same time. They don't know how to act.
Really cannot. Honestly, you really can't. You really can't. You let more than one light skin person on at the same time, and it's just too much chaos.
It's too much. It's
so
too much.
We're gonna take Oh wait, there's the other. Okay, he dropped off. Okay, so we have somebody else that wants to talk. 832, you are on live with Penn and Gina.
That's a Houston number.
Yeah, that's an H-Town number. It's Jackie Boy. What's the word, man?
Hey,
what?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. You got a dark-skinned nigga on the phone right now, so it's all good, man.
I know. Good grief.
I came to
so,
play today, man.
How
I don't agree with
you,
nothing with. Go ahead.
You don't agree with what?
Nothing that them dudes talking about at all. I'm over here like, please tag me in. Please.
So how do you feel?
I'm into fashion, bottom line to it, me. So I don't have, everybody don't have to be into fashion, bottom line to it. But we used to have this argument all the time on the phone. Now, it's not all about bars. People keep, I guess that's some New York shit. It's all about bars. No, it's not, bro. If I'm going to a strip club, I don't want to see no stripper looking like no bullshit. If I'm, you know what I'm saying? If I want, I want her to look presentable at least.
You can't necessarily use a stripper as an example because
that bitch naked. And we just try to
with anything. Use a different one, because the stripper, they got it.
No, it don't matter.
Well, that's the analogy that I came up with at the time. Anyway, scratch that.
Because the stripper's body is
much. I can't listen to nobody who look like they just fucking came off a back of a dump truck. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you niggas be coming to these events looking crazy. I can't watch no battler. I can't believe because believability come into play. You up here talking about you doing it, you making money, but you over here looking crazy as hell. Like, I don't want to listen to your balls, period. I can't stand to listen to your balls if you up here looking like you stay with your mama, nigga. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, niggas be tripping with that shit. I do not understand.
Mama, because your mama probably got
I'm
high
saying
water.
If you,
so you can stay with your mama with Jay, but just be clean. Just look clean.
I'm not getting to my point of what I'm saying. Niggas be out here trying to battle rap, but life is hard as fuck, and niggas be out here trying to force themselves. I feel like if your life is really that fucked up, you don't need to be battling. Bottom line to it, man. Like, you don't need to be putting yourself up. Huh?
That's what Dutch said. Dutch said the same thing. He's like, if you feel like you looking homeless while you battling, then rapping should be your last priority.
It should be your last priority. You should be trying to get some income coming in or something. When I say the same with your mama thing, I mean, like, if you're not taking care of yourself, like, bottom line, too, if you're a grown-ass man out here in these streets or out here, whatever you're doing, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're picking cans, bro. If you know you got a battle coming up, bro, like you said, I agree with you. I don't care if you can go to Walmart, get a T-shirt. I done battled in T-shirts before. And I can go buy any kind of shirt I want or whatever, but shit, I for one thing, when you battling, when you wear that shit, you can't really wear it no more. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, over there, because people go, oh, you have that shit on in a battle or whatever. So I start to learn, like, nigga need to wear, like, T-shirts
what?
And shit or some shit he ain't going to really wear no more. You can't wear that shit no more when you
wait
battle.
Wait a minute.
Bottom line,
well,
you cannot wear that shit
again,
man.
I gotta stop you listening here. Because it's like me saying I done went and had a photo shoot in this outfit and I got it as my profile picture and I can't wear
it. If you got this on your if it's on your album cover, you gonna walk around with the same shit on? You cannot do that,
yes,
man. But like you're saying, this is an image.
No, hell no. Listen here. Now, you out of order. Because I got plenty of shit that I killed in. And I know for a fact I have thousands of likes and views from it. Plus some, and I be damned if I wear my shit again. Y'all got me fucked up. Ain't nobody paying for my clothes with me. As long as it's clean, what? Nigga, what? Nigga,
but we
what?
Talking about a battle. This is a battle. We're not talking about your Instagram page.
I know what
page,
you're talking,
we're talking
about.
About
if
a battle.
In battle,
that's different.
If I wore it in a battle, I'm going to wear it again. I don't care. I don't necessarily have to post up in it. But my nigga, you
I'm
going to
wear it again, especially if it makes my ass look fat. I'll wear whatever makes my ass look fat.
I don't care what my ass
look
fat. I don't give a fuck if I look like stuff a
but you
know
me.
Or y'all better rap.
I bought it.
Or y'all,
you know
when
me,
you do that, you give a nigga. When you do that, you give a nigga ammo to come. You got to understand, when you battle rapping, people trying to pick whatever they can to get at you. You have to.
As long as you're not
winning
on repeat in battles, you saying you can't win.
Shit, I'm just saying niggas do that shit.
Hold on.
You saying you can't hear? Wait. Okay, I just want to be clear here because I don't want to chew you out. I want to be clear. I want to be clear. You're saying they can't wear it for another battle. If you're saying that, then I understand.
Absolutely not.
You're saying they can't wear it for other pictures. Or I'm going to – if I wore something, I'm going to wear it to an event if I want to fucking wear it. Now, if I'm not battling, then that's fine. But if I'm battling again, I'm not going to wear it to the same battle. You guys sure you can't wear the same
outfit. I feel like once you battle in it, once you get to a certain level and you battle in it, you cannot wear that shit, man. If you see Smack in the same shit that you seen him on, you're going to kind of look at him like, what the fuck you doing? Like, straight up,
no,
like,
I'm
he's just like,
I'm going to look at him like he a real
you ain't going to see him. You,
he's not,
that
no.
Boy.
If he did,
it's not by,
somebody wants to detach. When you want to when you want to argue your point against what somebody else is saying, what's that word called? The code of test? I don't know what it's called.
What?
If somebody wants
to argue
their other point. Somebody wants to argue his point. I'm going to let my Colombian friend back on. Colombian friend.
I
hate. Colombian friend.
Yo.
Colombian friend.
Colombian in the building, you heard?
I know.
Already.
We heard you.
Oh, my God, bro. No, my nigga, nah.
No, bro. You
come
niggas talking about you don't care about what a nigga got on when he battling. Stop it,
I
bro.
Don't.
Ain't no way. I
don't.
Cannot care because you tripping because you probably like a bum. Bottom line,
that
too.
Right.
Cause
no,
ain't no way.
Never.
Let me say
what
I'm saying. Ain't no way you don't.
My nigga, you came to the PGs with a fucking bandana on and a dirty ass grill, my nigga. What are you talking about?
You never seen me in PG, period, bro. You never.
I,
you
yes,
must
I
have
did.
Me in three with somebody else. You never seen me in PG. What PG are you talking about? I never been to even New York, so what are you saying?
Oh,
never
yeah.
Been to New York,
be
bro.
Tripping.
You got the wrong person.
Anyway, yes, I'm probably wild. But
and I don't even wear bandanas at all.
Facts, you another nigga. Fapin, what was I gonna say? Nah, niggas can't say I can't wear a shirt that I wore at a battle outside of my real life. I should, nah, you can't tell me that.
I'm not.
God.
That's
I'm saying to another battle, bro.
Like,
to another battle. To another
no,
battle.
He's saying you shouldn't wear the same thing. In a battle twice. That's what he
said. Nah, he said before too. He said once I wear it at a battle, I'm not wearing it again.
He said if I can't
wear it at a battle, bro, I'm not wearing it to another battle. I meant
or,
not to another battle. Once you're wearing it,
real
I don't see niggas wear the same shit to another battle. I don't see niggas wear the same shit to the battle.
I mean,
bro. Same,
I
damn near the same outfit.
No bullshit, me too.
Because you just said
no
somebody said they
too.
See some dude with the same sweater on. I don't know who they were talking about. But they said they see someone with the same sweater on every battle. I don't know who they were talking about, but you just can't fucking do that shit, bro. That shit look crazy. And they ain't about that. It's just
if
about looking. My whole thing is looking clean.
What if it's a black sweater?
Listen,
I'm saying noticeable shit, bro. Like noticeable shit. Like you can wear a t-shirt. I might, you know what I'm saying? But noticeable
it's
shit.
So petty. Nigga said, what if it's a black sweater? Stop
that's what I'm
petty.
Saying. Nigga be trying to be funny, but it's like when y'all talking about Gwitty with the basketball shot, I never seen that battle. I'm going to go watch it just because y'all said something. I want to go see what he looked like. But
oh,
listen,
no,
if you don't,
see,
like, you don't have to be
him.
This super dressed.
He just got him one more viewer. He's going to have to cut a check. Because we
don't
got to watch his shit.
I don't really watch Gwitty battles, and she be chewing gum while he battling and shit. I don't watch all that
nigga
shit.
Nigga got to start a GoFundMe for Gwitty.
Huh?
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Gwitty.
Y'all stupid, man. I be seeing niggas looking dirty. If you ain't the best dressed nigga, cool. But if you looking tacky, or your clothes too big, or you looking dirty and shit, or you ain't got no haircut, you know, your beard
but
looking
bro,
like...
But, bro, why do you care?
Bro,
but why do you, as a man, why do you care about that, though?
Because I care about the culture
females,
of battle
so
rap. And the culture, because I care about the culture of battle rap and hip-hop, you say that's
the
wrong form of
battle
hip-hop.
Got nothing to do with what
listen, bro, you're not
on.
Letting me get through saying what I'm saying. If it does, that's because hip-hop cares about... Hip-hop is all about... Your clothes, too, bro. It ain't just about what you're saying. It's about your clothes, the way your image, the way you dress. That's hip-hop, period. It's the way you talk. It's the way you dress. It's the way you wear everything, bro. Hip-hop used to be a bag of clothes. Not everybody wearing more fitted shit. So you can't tell me it's not about your image, bro. It is, bro. It's not just about what the hell you're saying because I have to be able to want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but going as far as to say you won't listen to another nigga at all,
no,
nah,
I'm not. If you up here looking like a bum, I'm not going to listen to you, bro, because I don't believe shit you're
that's
saying,
crazy.
So I don't... I know, man. If you look
what
at dirt, now,
like,
if you ain't got a
school.
I don't
what
listen
what?
To Lupe Fiasco at all. I don't listen to that shit. I listen
so
to Kevin
think,
Gates and
so
shit
wait,
like that.
So
I don't listen to Lupe Fiasco. I'm from Texas, bro.
Okay.
Absolutely,
wait,
I do.
So wait. Jackie boy, you think image plays a part in believability?
Hell yeah, it
what?
Major part.
If you,
a
the
major
bummier
part.
You look, the more I'm going to believe your street shit that you're talking about.
Nah, man, I don't got you on no street looking like no bum. You can stop that, bro. I've been on the streets all my life, and I don't look like no bum.
You
hustle to make
no
yourself look better, bro.
Fancy ass clothes. You trying to?
Hey, I'm talking about getting out
here.
I'm not. See, y'all missing screw when you saying you in the street. That don't mean you out there clapping guns. I don't go around shooting people, but I'm a hood nigga. I be in the hood every day. I do hood shit, but I don't have to go around shooting people to say I'm a hood nigga. That's not what I'm saying. But if you out here in the street, if you in the street for
what? What the hell is you talking about?
Listen. Niggas talk about getting money too. This is not just about shooting. Niggas talking about I'm out here. I got bricks. I'm doing this. I'm not just talking about the shooting part.
Don't talk about getting money. What if the battle rapper is only talking street shit? Right, then
what battle rapper
don't
talk about getting money? What are they talking about? They not talking about getting money.
What?
Or talking about
you
whatever, street shit.
Trouble.
If you're not talking about street shit, what are you talking about?
Well, listen, bro,
listen, Jackie boy, listen. Some of them are legit talking about the struggle and coming out the mud. That don't mean they got it yet, my nigga. They telling you they trying to get it. A lot of battle rappers do not talk about it. It's not too many that's talking about they trapping. It's not. That's not battle rap. A lot of niggas are not talking about trapping. It's not happening like that.
Name them.
A lot of
Name
niggas
em.
Don't talk about
struggle.
I'm not talking about. I don't think the image it necessarily plays a big part in believability. I'm a believer, gritty ass nigga that don't give a fuck about his life. Because, nigga, I know you probably really just shot somebody because you don't give a fuck because you obviously came in here with a
y'all just using gumballs. All y'all use is gumballs. That's all y'all think about is gumballs, shooting gumballs. That's not no street nigga. It's just doing that shit. That's not going to mean you no street nigga.
I would believe more to listen to his struggle if I see this nigga is struggling. So that believability stuff, that doesn't apply here. Because a lot of
That's
them are
what
not
I'm
talking
saying,
about
though.
Money. A lot
okay,
of
it does apply, man. I can't believe you out here. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you looking like
Listen.
You fuck. Who finna believe? If you saying Gwitty look like this, who finna believe he out here on the corner doing whatever he's saying he's doing?
Me.
He
I believe all of that.
Like
if you
like
looking dirty and dusty, I believe
he
everything.
Like
because you look dusty. I believe it.
Doing what? So, okay, the object of, hold on. Let me just say this. The object of being in the streets is getting money. That's the object. I don't want to hear that straight. I'm a struggling and shit. Who don't want to hear that fat ass story shit? Nobody want to hear that. The battle want to hear
that.
It's a lot of niggas in the street.
T-Top talking about straight street
no
shit.
Money.
And this nigga don't be looking like no bum, though. T-Top's talking
about
street nigga. I done heard from T-Top.
A lot of street soldiers are legit just street soldiers. As long as they eating and they mama do a and they
I'm not saying you have to be fancy, though. I'm agreeing with what you said. You don't have to be fancy, but if you're not clean, come on, I can't believe shit you're saying if you ain't, come on, bro, you battling and you ain't even clean because you understand when you battling, you're not in the hood right now. You're not in the hood. You at an event.
I cannot say
if he was clean
or not. I do not know. I do not know if that nigga took a shower. That nigga could have had on all clean clothes, took a shower, and everything. However, I do believe that nigga Gwitty be about what he be rapping about because that's what the fuck he look like. That's what he
looks
like.
We just come from two different eras, bro. We don't rock like that. Where I'm from,
yeah,
we don't rock
from
like
New
that.
York,
if you out here,
saying,
yeah, we don't rock. And I always thought highly of New York, like they just these fancy dress. But once I found out niggas don't really be dressing, I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Because I've been my whole life thinking about New York dudes. I always thought they were just the freshest niggas. Like them niggas fresh. They got we slow. We Texas. We slow. We country. We slow. But as I look at it, it ain't really. It's not like that. That is not true. That is not slow house. That is not
bro,
true.
Bro, there's bum ass niggas anywhere you go, bro. There's five different.
You're right, and I had to understand that myself. You're right. I had to understand it, and because I didn't know that at first. I'm like, everybody in New York be fresh. Dapper Dan did that. You know what I'm saying? But it don't be like that. I didn't know until I started actually meeting people from New York, and it's not like that.
Hold on, I gotta meet you for a second because I got two callers I want to say something. So give me a second, stay on the line. 937, you was on for a second. So
hey,
you gotta say.
Yo, hey, what's shaking? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, what's up? It's the Peanut nigga, man. What's good?
Peanut, what's poppin'?
What's shaking? Nah, like I just want to touch on the whole subject. Like, okay, like. And we decide all that crazy shit, right? Like, me, I'm a person that go to events. You know what I'm saying? Think about this. I ain't about to stand in line for wild, crazy-ass hours to see some crusty-ass nigga on stage. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, to me, I mean, it ain't like I'm there to, like, nigga watch a funny shit like that. But I feel like, first of all, me personally, if I'm going state to state, I'm getting an outfit. I'm making sure my money, everything right. Why is a battle rapper exempt from that? Because you know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, you should want to be fresher because you were born to be on stage. Like, don't forget it's still a performance art aspect to it. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Hello? Hello, we hear you. I'm listening, and I agree. But I'm a female point of view because when I look at niggas, I think about what I want to do to them. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do nothing to you if you look like shit. So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I agree fully because I'm a female. You know what I'm saying?
First of all,
from a female point of view.
Is T.Y. still on?
Well, just like Lloyd Banks
yeah,
said.
Yeah, T.Y.
Like still Lloyd Banks said. Hello?
So Dutch said that New York dudes is fresh. You from Jersey. You don't count, nigga, so don't talk about his city.
Man.
He counts.
I'm way
he's
fresher
right
than
there.
Dutch. What are you talking about?
Yo, that's not what he's saying, my nigga. Damn.
I'm about to cut that nigga ass. What are you talking about? Listen, I was born in New York. I be in New York every other day. I'm pretty much
a
New York nigga.
I see. OMG. You be ready to get out of
here. Funny.
BMG.
You are real, like, with the Picasso.
Oh, my God.
You really
I'm with the
we
shit.
We're keeping him on as a special host for tonight because he clearly got the jokes for everybody tonight.
I'm
so
with shit.
I got somebody else.
He's
going to
be laughing hard.
I got somebody else I want to speak real quick.
Where you going at?
Oh, this Puerto Rican nigga.
Oh, it's another South nigga. What's up?
Hello?
D. Eric. Yo?
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
What's going on?
Hello?
It's a flat line.
Oh, no, I'm cool, and you hear me? I want to speak on a little situation too, you hear me? Like, at the end of the day, dog, I feel like you do have to be fresh, Jeremy, if you're trying to market yourself. Now, you can't go up in that bitch looking like a bum talking about you getting money. It depends on what you're rapping about and what you're trying to do with the shit, you hear me? Like, to be honest, this hospital. So I see where both of them coming from, but at the end of the day, if you try to market yourself and build a brand, dog, money going to attract money. If you look like you're a bum-ass nigga going to feed bird crumbs to you, you hear me? So I feel like, you know,
that's true.
At the end of the day, though, I'm going to keep it $150. Like, that's how I feel. I feel like, but if you're trying to go somewhere else on the upscale, like you're trying to be more of an entertainer through walkthroughs and hosting shit, you have to market yourself. You have to look good. You can't, you think a nigga going to call you through for a walkthrough and you looking like a old fucking bum out shit? No, man. Like, I'm just keeping it $150. Like, right or wrong.
No,
you, I agree with you.
You're right.
No, first of all, a fly nigga going to attract the ladies, dog. A fly nigga going to attract the ladies.
Ain't that the whole point? Ain't that the whole
point,
Yeah,
that's what
bro?
I'm saying. You ain't trying
yeah,
to attract
that
no niggas
point.
In that dick.
When a promoter
do a party, they not really trying to attract no niggas in that bitch. They really want three females to one nigga. You not coming in that bitch to attract no niggas. You want to bring the females to
a
nigga. You looking like a
But that's all that's there, though, my nigga. That's all that's there.
90%
of
these
battle
rappers is married.
What T.Y. is saying,
at
though.
At the end of the day, it ain't even about that, like, about even being married. Like, as a sex symbol, fuck, LL Cool J was married.
Yeah,
but he had the ladies,
symbol.
Though.
Y'all
yeah, see what I'm saying?
Symbol.
But he had the ladies,
yeah.
though, you hear me?
You
like, at the end of the day, and, like, he fucking with the females. They just
So, listen. Yo, how about this? How about this, right? Somebody looking fresh on stage, all designer wear, but everything they're wearing is fake. That still make them a fly nigga?
At the end of the day, you don't know if it's fake or not. How you know what this man got in his pocket like at the end of the day? You don't know if it's fake or not, but if a nigga looking damn good in that bitch, though.
You can look at it and tell it's fake.
All right, you're right. But he's dumbass nigga, he playing on himself if he going up there like that. Just be you. Your whole demeanor going to speak for yourself, son. You can wear all black and just be a regular nigga. Your demeanor is what speaks for you, you hear me? I don't be dressed up in all that fucking Gucci and shit, but I be fresh, though, because it's how I carry myself, you hear me? It's how I wear that shit at the end of the day, you hear me? So I feel like all that designer shit, that shit cool or whatever. Fuck, I ain't got nothing against it, but at the end of the day, it's how you carry yourself, man.
I agree, B. Eric. Thank you, Mr. New Orleans.
It's true, though. You were supposed to be a sex symbol. But what T.Y. said earlier makes sense, though, because battle rap is mostly niggas anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's mostly niggas. So who really putting this shit on the sea? Like, who really, like, how many bitches be at Battle Represent anyway?
Right.
Like,
to be honest, the nigga with the most swag, they gonna kind of lean towards him, especially if he talking that shit. To be honest, though,
because
nigga
it
might
be the same
your outfit make you cocky. Niggas be fresh and feel like they about to talk that shit now. You hear me?
I do think that you should be presentable. That's what I agree on.
Presentable, of course.
Right,
but
yo, check this out. Listen, you go to mad events, right, and you notice the same five bum-ass bitches in rotation.
Word.
Nigga, you're not going to try to impress none of them no more. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, the same five fat chicks. All right, I'm not getting none. I don't want nothing.
But at the end of the day, you don't want to do it for yourself? Like, I don't dress for other people.
I do it personally.
Yeah.
I do it. I'm just sticking up for my bum-ass niggas, man. Because
right.
I get it.
Like, at the end of the day, I feel that, though. You hear me? I feel that. Because you never know. Nigga probably be fresh off the block and just go to the battle right quick.
You know what I'm saying?
I come
to the battles dressed. I do my thing. I'm just saying. I know now bum ass niggas that just came off the block doing what they do. You feel me? And I understand.
Right.
Like,
right.
I get it.
But at the end of the day, I think it's kind of like a level to this bum ass nigga shit, though. You don't want to be no bum ass nigga towards like when DNA had the pop sweater type bum ass nigga. Like when he battled Surf with the big hoodie type. No, you don't want that type of dirty. That just look like I'm homeless. Like that ain't just saying I'm coming off the block. That's like if I am coming off the block because I ain't had nowhere to sleep. You hear me? That's how that looks.
They are such a mess up. But no, I agree on though is that you should be presentable. That's for sure. But I also agree with what T.Y. is saying. I feel like you should be presentable, but I don't feel like you should go there with the intentions of looking that good because like. I mean, who the fuck is you looking good for? Unless you got, like, some...
Yes,
but a camera,
but
at the end of the day,
when you say, like, who you looking good for, that's like when a nigga say, why you putting that makeup on? But you know damn well I'm squeaking my fucking eyebrow because I fucking want to. I don't give a fuck about no fucking
But at
body.
The end of the
Somebody.
Day, who ain't people who ain't at the that's event down there, they're not watching that battle on camera.
Right, that's true. That don't mean people not watching a lot of footage.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You hear me? Like, you know, fuck. When I go in that bitch, I'm gonna want to look right on camera too. You hear me? Like, fuck, you ain't gonna want to just.
But there's a difference between being presentable and then just looking like just doing the most. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's,
yeah.
For me. It's you look presentable.
Simplicity.
You got a nice shirt.
Simplicity.
You got a nice shirt. Nice pants. You got a
I don't
nice
know,
shirt,
I feel like
pants,
people
nice
that
good.
Overdo it, you could clearly tell that they fake and they trying to do it. Like, if I see somebody on stage
right.
with mad chains on and he's in a PG,
no.
boy, I
I'm,
know you don't got that bread. I know all that shit
hey,
is
look,
fake because I know how much money
you're
making. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because at the end of the day, you can tell who overdoing it and who doing it. Like, Guz, you can tell Guz. That's him. That's how he dressed, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell that by this dude, Jeremy, and a lot of niggas do kind of overdo it or whatever. Like, I see exactly what you're saying, homie. I see exactly what you're saying. I feel it.
Yeah, I don't think you should overdo it. Honestly, you don't have to do it because, honestly, all the chains and stuff, you don't have to take them off. The thing is, you're doing all that stuff, most of it, mostly on niggas, is doing it to impress women. You got on all the chains and the fitted
right.
and all that shit to impress women. You got to take the chains off when we fucking. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
You have your own in the first
on.
No, you're not going to keep your chain on. So, yeah.
I keep them shit on. You
right?
can find out, too. You're...
Bye.
Oh,
you.
All right, y'all enjoy y'all. Be safe, ladies.
That's usually when I have some changes when they get ready to talk about the pretty cat. Gotta be true. But no, I agree. I agree with what y'all was saying. Like, yeah, you should look good. You should look presentable. But like, unless mad bitches just start rolling out to events, niggas is gonna keep dressing like how the fuck they want. That's really
that's
just
what
the
I'm
end.
Saying
that's
though. And then
really
niggas get too niggas get too caught up with trying to look so good because y'all be doing, you know what I mean, segments like this and shit, and they up there looking all fake and weird with green necks. Like, come on, man.
Hopefully, after this segment, they want to look better. But until we start rolling out at mad events, and I'm not just talking about, like, the sprinkle five of us. I'm talking about when it's, like, the ratio is even, when it's not, like, 50 guys to two girls. When the ratio is even, then niggas is probably going to want to put more effort into what they look like.
Well,
I'm
going
to help
okay.
you
get
out. I'm about to get
right
now.
If guys are going to dress for the girls, then we have to start bringing more girls to events with us, Nico.
Yeah, let's
know,
go.
Come
on.
My bitches don't be into battle rap.
Mine don't either.
Listen, when I find another female that is into fucking bad rap, it's literally like seeing a fucking UFO. Like, it's like, oh my fucking God.
You know what?
What the hell?
I will say this about the South. I'm going to say this about the South. Now, I don't know if these girls are into battle rap or not, but when I say at Scotty event in March, these women, Jesus Christ, cornbread, fed, thick type shit, like, and they was pretty as fuck, and they was in that bitch, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I've never in my life been around so many pretty girls in a battle event ever. It was so
but
many
see,
of them.
The thing.
I don't know who's
supposed to. It's not just about bringing bitches. It's about
I'm saying, I'm just telling you, like, I'm going to try and see if they really were fans. If they are, I'm going to start trying to make road trips or something. I'll bring they sick asses with me from here, there.
Please.
So we'll have more girls. But these, I'm trying to tell you, I'm having a lesbian moment. Sorry.
Honestly, I don't be knowing bitches that be into battle rap like that. I'm sorry. And every time I try to tell my friends to come, they be on some bullshit. So I go.
When I lived in the Midwest, it was like 8 of us that would go to events. 8, and it'd be like 200 to 300 niggas, and it'd be 8 girls.
It's like a sausage fest, and then you gotta beat niggas off with a stick. It's like no thanks. I'd rather not.
Y'all need to bring Morgan Brittany around a little bit more.
Oh, here we go. Somebody about to shoot their shot. Yo, if you get me an empanada, I'll hook you up. Buy me an empanada.
Listen, I'll make you empanadas for life. What are you talking about?
Buy me an empanada and she is yours forever. I swear to God. Because I got the full. Yeah. I got the juice and the squeeze like that. So if you bring me some
deal.
If you
I already got
some
Snapchat. Relax. I got this unlocked. I don't need to make nothing up.
You have my Snapchat or her Snapchat?
I got
my
Snapchat.
Wow, you're a fake ass nigga because you don't have me on Snap. Oh, wow. Definitely got unfriended now.
Add me, man. I got the best story, too.
Well, we're getting ready to wind down. So, T.Y., can you give all of our listeners, because we actually had a shitload of listeners on tonight, surprisingly. Well, not surprisingly, but. Tell them where they can find you. Tell them what you got coming up next. Give them your social media handle.
All right, I'll do all that. All right, my name is T.Y. For those who don't know, y'all can follow me at T.Y. Infamous on everything, all social media, at T-E-E-W-H-Y-I-N-F-A-M-O-U-S, T.Y. Infamous. I just had a battle with Sirius Jones. That shit was ass. Check it out.
Wait a minute, though. Before you go, I really said that battle was ass. No,
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Why am I lying?
What the fuck happened though? Seriously.
Listen, man, I'm not being humble no more. I don't care. Niggas did me dirty. Fuck Sirius Jones, man. Niggas a cornball.
No, don't say that. That's my name.
Nah, that nigga's a cornball. Trust me. He's extra weird. He's extra. He play the fence weird. Like, he'll be mad cool with you on the phone talking to you. Oh, little bro, go on the radio one time. Now I'm a fuckboy. Like, nah, I don't play that. I don't play those games.
But see, that's the problem. You know that's how battle rap niggas are. That's
all right, and that's fake, and that's why
are.
I don't like battle rap. Because everybody's
saying,
fake.
I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. I'm not saying that gets him a pass. But not everybody battle rap is fake, but a majority of these niggas in battle rap, it's fake as fuck. Like, you can't trust nothing that they say. Listen, Gloria's don't gotta accept shit. You heard me? I'm not telling you to accept nothing. Because Latinos don't. You know I love Ecuadorian people. But nah, seriously though, I'm not saying to accept it at all. But that's just what comes with the territory. That's just what comes with the game. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep your.
Listen, man, it don't come with the game. Not with me, because I went in the same room. After getting screwed over so bad, I told everybody, yo, go subscribe to A-League. Go follow this guy. Check out the battle. Shout out to Sirius Jones. Thank you. I appreciate you. Every single time I did an interview. So what does that mean? Once you get a radio interview, now I'm a fuckboy because I shouted you out, even though y'all niggas did fuck shit to me? Come on, man. That's crazy.
What do you mean when you say they did fuck shit?
Did you not see the battle?
I did, but I'm asking you because what if somebody that was listening didn't see the battle?
Oh, okay. All right, so basically what happened in the battle was, right, we battled, blah, blah, blah. In the building, the general consensus was I got the battle 2-1-3-0, right, in the building.
That's true,
so,
right?
So then whatever, you know what I mean, I'm celebrating, hey, I'm lit, da-da-da, whatever, time goes on, the dude hits me, right, battled the owner, he's like, yo, listen, we just got done editing the footage, so if there's any mistakes in it, let me know. I think we did a pretty good job, though, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. At this point, I don't think anything's wrong with it, right? I watch the shit. I see a bar missing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just let that ride for a second. I'm going to tell him in a second. I see another bar missing. I'm like, oh, shit. I see 4 to 5 bars missing in a row. I'm like, yo, boy. Hit the nigga. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, what the fuck you doing? What is this shit? Are you playing? Like, so then he's like, oh, what happened? I'm like, nigga, you missing mad at my shit. And I'm like, nah, this can't come out like this. You crazy. So then he's like, what? And I'm like, nigga, you wild. And then I keep watching it. He's missing mad at my bars.
I'm like, what?
Not for real, like, all right, before this first edited footage, literally, I had 50 bars missing, right? So I told the dude, he's like, all right, we're going to get this shit fixed. He's like, this is crazy, whatever. I had to fight the cameraman, he tells me, right? Nigga had to fight the cameraman. No, he didn't.
Nigga said
niggas
I
got to
fight the cameraman.
Niggas can't fight. Anyway, so whatever, we go on. He fixes the footage, right? Apparently, he fixes the footage. I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for it. He tells me he's going to fix it. He's going to get the other footage or whatever, right? So I'm like, cool. They go and release the footage, and I'm watching it, and some of it is fixed. You know what I'm saying? They added some of my shit, but it's still missing literally about 28 bars from my shit. This is the final product that y'all see now. Yeah, this is the final product that y'all see now. So I'm missing mad bars. I had to go make a vlog, you know what I'm saying, and all that shit. It fuck, like, if y'all watch it, y'all going to see mad transitions during my rounds, like, completely, like, I'll be saying one thing, I'll start from a setup, then I'll end with a bar that doesn't rhyme, then I'm into a multi, I'm in some other shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like some whole other shit when you watch it. So the battle's absolutely horrible. I apologize for everybody that expected more.
I mean, you can't apologize for that fuck up.
Nah, but I have to, though. I have to, because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if they won't, I will. You feel me? Like, it's fucked up that people had to see that. And you know what's worse? Like, the fact that I've kind of wasted, like, 8 months of my life doing, you know what I'm saying, like, with fuck shit. Like, I had, like, pretty bad luck with fuck shit in this battle rap shit for, like, the last 8 months. You feel me? So, it's like,
listen,
I appreciate the niggas that still rocking with me and all that, but
I would have much rather seen you versus Bonus.
Listen, that battle would have been tragic. Shout out to Bonus. It would have been tragic, though. I still got round one for him. Done.
I
felt like the Sirius Jones battle was a better look at the time.
No, it's not. I'm not going to hold you. I think that was definitely a better look because of who Sirius Jones was, I should say, of who he was. So it was definitely a better look. It just sucks that that's how it came out.
And at the same time, I did that because, like, my last two URL plays ain't dropped. So I was like, listen, I can't go for a third one, you feel me, without the last two, even a word from them dropping, like, I felt like I was getting used at the time, so I was just like, all right, listen, I'm going to just go ahead and do this, and then maybe I'm going to come back and they'll fuck with me a little bit more. You feel me? So,
well,
I wanted to take a break.
Well, fucking thing, Chilean, because one thing is for sure, Chileans don't give up. So, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give up.
I know. You fucking got that Chilean blood and shit. I always call him something different Latino ethnicity every fucking time, so whatever. But yeah, thank you for calling me. Really appreciate it.
You already know. Follow me on all my shit. You heard. Unfollow me.
I just followed you on Snap. Oh my god. Anyways, we gotta meet you so we can go ahead and wrap up and give our handles. I'm gonna go first because you went first last time, so it's my turn this time.
I'm fine with that.
y'all know y'all can follow me on follow me on Twitter at MSFaveDarkskin on Cole. You're gonna call God the greatest ever lived, aka Pam. You could also follow me on Instagram. I need to get my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter names like to be like at least the same thing because I have three different names for everything. Gina keeps getting on my case about that, but I'm trying. Like, I'm trying to get names that all make sense, that all incorporate dark skin somehow. My Instagram is nicebooksniko. Make sure, of course, I can't go without giving the handle for the trap. Make sure you follow the Trap on everything, the Trap New York on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And make sure you fucking subscribe to our YouTube page, too. You heard? And go ahead and go and join our Facebook group, The Trap New York, as well. Yeah, and that's about it. And short, sweet, and to the point.
All right, all right. It's Gina. So I'm not like Nico with 14,000 different names for 14,000 different things. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BKA underscore Jaquese, and that's JAQUECE. Before I move forward, I do want to shout out Dutch. He did call in. Thank you, Dutch. He's a part of the World Force. They show us mad love. So that's my ice baby, Tara, Dutch, and then the rest of the people. I think Woody is the World Report technically. Oh, Butterfly, who is the fly ass. He should have called in too, this punk ass. He be doing the fly report type of shit. And this was about to whatever. Anyway, he said follow his snap, which is Dutch underscore KIB. He get on my last nerve. Anyway, but follow my Instagram and Twitter. That's too placing with. Follow my Instagram and Twitter. That's BKA underscore JAQUECE. Make sure you also follow me on Facebook. I think I'm at capacity. I've been deleting people because of this Orlando thing, and people are being insensitive of assholes and dicks. So my followers
might be. Oh, shit, I'm at capacity too. Oh,
never mind. I don't think I am anymore. I might have space for like 4 or 5, but I've been deleting people because people are assholes. But aside from that, follow me on Facebook, Jaquese J. That's J-A-Y-E. It's an at word, make it girlier. And follow our Facebook, Pam and the actual word, Gina. And our Twitter, which is Pam underscore and underscore Gina. I am tweeting from that site, so we're there. You can also reach us through the Facebook page as well. Follow. Every week we are here Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you ever want to talk, we actually take callers. We not just have you sitting waiting. If you can shoot us a message just so we can kind of get you, like, segue in or whatever. And that's 773-897-6224. You always press 1 if you want to talk shit. However, we post the links online as well. If you want to just listen online, you can do that. But if you do want to talk shit, again, the number 773-897-6224. We're here every Wednesday in lieu of
every Wednesday.
Because we know we cute and some of y'all crushing, y'all might not say it, and we don't want to get y'all wives in trouble. We can get you in trouble with your wife or girlfriend. She don't care. And I kind of don't really give a flying fuck either. Just make sure she never hits me up with that. Hi, this is Deborah. I'm coming to you as a woman call because I'm going to hit her with that. Well, I'm going to lie to you.
Your nigga said your boyfriend's beefcake is lit. That's what I'm going to hit.
No, I mean, that's what you're going to say, Nico. You know what a girl called me before. You know what I told her? I was like, well, what's your nigga say? He said that you just a fan. I said, well, whatever your man said, baby, that's what I am. Have a good day. Whatever. Well,
I'm going to tell Deborah. Tomorrow, we might as well be friends, honey.
Deborah, I'm coming to you as a woman. Okay, well, don't come to me at all. But aside from that, for calling in again, image is everything. You are your brand, so you are your biggest marketing tool. Walking around, you are a walking marketing tool. So make sure you're utilizing that. Everybody, be blessed. It's Sabbath 16 before anything goes. Fuck what y'all talking about. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that good stuff. If you got my number, never text me or call me. I'm gonna block you if you do. Bless everybody. Shout out to Mark and to Ryan because we didn't even put Nipsey on today. And that's my Nipsey is Ryan. I did not put Nipsey on. But everybody be blessed. See y'all next week. Love you, Nico.
Love you.